The investigation continues into a fire that killed a man living in a residential motel in Clarence. The fire broke out shortly before 5:30 last night. Volunteer firefighters arriving on the scene found flames shooting from a front apartment of the Rock Garden Motel. Assistant Chief Jeffrey Schlabach says they were able to contain the fire.
Things went fairly smoothly. Our crews did a good job. They made a quick knockdown. I believe the fire was contained definitely to the building of origin.
The body of the victim was removed from one of the units. He has not been identified. Five other residents escaped the flames and are receiving help from the American Red Cross. Damage is estimated at $200,000. It was the second fire in as many days on Main Street in the suburbs. On Wednesday night, fire ripped through a building about 8 miles away in Snyder. As WBFO's Eileen Buckley reports, that has disrupted several businesses.
I think the only way to describe this is just a big old mess. You don't expect to just abruptly be out of business.
Erie County lawmaker Tom Lawgren. His district office was one of the businesses affected by Wednesday night's fire. He also owns Lawgren's Bar and Restaurant next to the building that burned. Lawgren and patrons evacuated during the fire, but he says his restaurant was not affected. Lawgren says it's a closely knit neighborhood and he knows everyone involved.
Great people. Little niche businesses of a cigar shop. There's a knitting shop, and they're great. They've provided services some of you probably don't think about, but cancer patients, they use that as therapy for knitting classes.
The building housed retail shops, offices, and an apartment. Initially yours, a gift shop, was heavily damaged. Firefighters believe that is where the fire may have started. The blaze left the retailers out of business. Lawgren calls it devastating. Fortunately, no one was hurt. Damage is estimated at about $1 million. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.